Quién es?
すごい大きいから、見た方がいいね。日本ではどこが好きなの？
最近は徳島とか。
徳島？
はい、僕はおじさんとか住んでるので、はい、そう、結構旅行で徳島で食
べ物とか何が？
うどんの特に。
あ
う
どん。
うどん。What
you
say? What about it?
It's good.
I've never had it.
Oh, you never had it?
Mm-mm.
まだ食べてない。
おお。日本の食べ物は何が好きなの？日本の食べ物は何が好きなの？寿司？
You like sushi or?
Yeah. Hi. いいね。
あー、やっぱりさ、私もダメ食べれない。一緒嫌い。
I just was about to say it's cool because they come and talk so much. I was just about to say that and then they start talking. Yeah, this is a good one.
You like it?
Yeah.Become a maid cafe concierge.
And do Yelp reviews.
A whole website.
A blog.
Not too bad the money, I would do that.
Yeah, it is a little on the pricey side.
It's fun though.
Yeah.
It's weird too, because maybe this is the first time I've ever paid for something that's like that.
Uh-huh.
Like, how do I explain? I always spend money on stuff that's like physical, not on stuff where it's like a thing that's time related.
Yeah.
Like, this is my first time like spending money on that.
Yeah. I know the feeling.
Scared they're gonna kick us out if I stop eating. But we did pay for like an hour though, right?
Huh?
We did pay for like an hour though, right? So we just stay after we're done eating.
Yeah. But of course we can extend our time too if it takes too long.
Yeah. I'm tempted to ask her to do a Nazi salute in my photo. I think I'm going to. I kind of have to. Let me use it for a Black Metal album cover. I think I'm going to ask her to do that though. It's just too good of an idea. It really is. And then the beast just needs to stand in there all looking all awkward.
Yeah, probably me right there.
Try to not have the picture look cringy, have it look cool. Let's go like this. Like this.
Say fucking 30 bucks for the cringy photo.
You blank during it.
Very possible.
Hey, Will they like print it out and stuff and give it to you?
I think so, yeah.
That'd be pretty cool. My parents are gonna be like, what the heck?
Yeah.
I would say, like, when in Rome, do what the Romans do.
Only take it out near your bed stand at night.
What is it?
It's a napkin. Wet napkin. Mm.
Don't touch your eye with it. I said, don't touch your eye with it.
Yeah.
I like jokes that aren't funny at all. On Easter, we had like this really like fancy dinner. And then Kale is like extremely good at puns. He can keep it going like total improv for like easily an hour, like nonstop. I don't know how he does it. But then I said one, it was like, it wasn't even a pun. It was like, what I wanted to say, they didn't rhyme. Like, it didn't, the words didn't work. So I just said, oh, you could say blah, blah, if the words sound the same. And for some reason, that just completely cracked me up. Yeah, I think I'm going to ask her to do, like, you might have to ask for me, so that's kind of difficult to explain. I could do the hand gesture, or like...
You can probably just do it. Well...
Like, ask, like...
The thing is, with this, you can't... the photo thing, you have to see... It's already predetermined.
Oh, okay. But,
yeah, so it's probably, like, a hard thing, or whatever.
You try asking.
Yeah, I guess. Probably not okay though. They know what it is, you know. They know the Nazis
are. It'll be so funny though. It was funny too when I saw like the CDR. The first thing he was like, "Hello, Hitler, Hitler, Hitler," and he started doing it. He's like, "Come on, do it, do it."
So how is he in person?
He's like really, really like excited and energetic and like hella hyper. Like he has AD&D or something.
That's probably like why it's hard for him to find work and stuff, right?
But he's just like, yeah. He just yells like, yeah. He's fun to be around though. He's fun to be around though. He's all like hella excited. He's all excited that I was there too.
Yeah, you did a lot of collabs with him.
Mm-hmm. No, they actually had a maid on the cover. One of them had the maid, a maid on the cover. Did you just look at the card and just sigh? Just I'm not exactly sure how to explain what the maid cafe is.
Huh?
I'm not exactly sure what to explain.
Oh,
they get
yeah.
Come back to the hotel.
Well, you can, I'm sure with the picture will explain all the words. But yeah, I think being here finally makes you want to learn even more, or?
Mm-hmm.
After being visiting Japan finally, does it actually make you feel like you want to live here or like just learn the language more? Or just say, I'm good with America, I can speak it?
I think it's all cool here. I think it's really cool here. Yeah, it definitely makes me want to learn it more. Does that make it easier too, especially with like, there's a lot of people, like, I don't really know what people are saying.
Right. I bet it's pretty, like, frustrating. Or is it like, okay, wait.
I could somehow kind of tell what they're talking about.
Oh, really?
But, like...
Because of the inflections, or...?
Yeah, even if I don't know what they're saying.
Uh-huh.
Like, when I actually got the building mixed up, I could tell the dude was saying, oh, this isn't the right building, even though... But I could tell from, like, his mannerisms, like...
But, yeah, he
so much to learn.
Come on, Melody.
Okay. You go up there for everyone to see you.
Probably.
Dio's looking through the window to shake their head.
I'm shocked here. I can't come back.
There was one that was there.
Yeah.
Because I have seen them, just not too many.
Well, yeah, they seem like they're all in that figure store that we were in.
Get the maid to do the tab.
Oh, no.
Just, oh no.
Just so many dabs.
I do it like just to be silly.
Yeah.
I'm gonna dab those sores. That was so funny. I had done it for so long that the...
It'd be weird or whatever?
Yeah. Because I've done it for like... I used to... A long time ago my picture was always me. And I didn't understand the people that didn't have the pictures. Like, okay. And then like... And then like... Well, it was kind of like a change where I... Became and stuff like... I used to be like really like... Outgoing and stuff. But then that switched around, I became like super inverted, and like, I used to be like not shy at all, but now I'm like shy, so like...
Well, it's the same as me.
Yeah, so after that flip, and then I kind of, and then I got used to the anonymity, because then I got like obsessed with like Gaia online. Like, it's like some chat stuff, like little anime, like little avatars, and I got like... dangerously obsessed with that, like where I would just spend every like waking moment on there. So that's what really got me used to like being anonymous. No, but it was like both you and CDR asked me that.
Yeah.
So CDR asked me, he was like, "Why do you always cover your face?
Yeah.
Why don't you show it?" No, I just like the air of being like the anonymous too.
Like, I just asked because a lot of the Vocaloid people and a lot of Nico people. Cover their face somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
Either with drawings or have avatars or have masks or whatever.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, I wanted to see what your opinion was.
I feel like kind of delirious from like lack of sleep.
It's a jet lag, right?
It's like, my mind doesn't know what to do because it's like, this morning I was like, It was like afternoon in America or something. Then it was like early in the morning here. But then like I got to sleep late because I was out. So like it was like and it was like too many conflicts and things. But then I woke up at like I've been up since like 4 because I just woke up. Then I tried to go back to sleep but I couldn't because like yeah, my wife was like, so like what's going on? So like. Because even though it was early in the morning there, my body thought it was like afternoon, so then it didn't want to go back to sleep.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've been up since like 4.
Yeah, probably tired.
Not really. tired, I just feel kind of like delirious. Like some of the things are kind of like weird.
Yeah.
Like, I was so tired last night, I was like dizzy. That's true, because I didn't feel like sleepy. I feel like more like...
You're gonna pass out.
Like kind of worn. That's kind of weird, because it's not exactly that. It's kind of in between worn out and like sleepy. But not either. But like...
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
It's like when you work so much, you like want to just sleep. But you're not tired, you're just...
Mmm.
Worn out, it's like you're overworked or whatever, and you just feel like bleh.
Mm.
Right? That same kind of thing. Or you're traveling and you feel like shit.
Those are all worn out. I get just working on the label. Even though it's all just like the beer stuff, like I actually get like physically tired.
Well, you do a lot of like extra stuff.
I know, and it's all still just like just me doing it. So
yeah,
it's like.
So that's what's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I want to do things, but that was, I'm a little bit too lazy to do it.
That was part of the benefit of when I got all inverted, was I used to be lazy with stuff. But then I became homeschooled, and that was a complete train wreck if you don't overwork yourself.
Yeah.
So then I got used to that, and that kind of like made me get better with that.
Like, I did homeschooling too for a year. Yeah, that was the only year I pretty much had only good grades. But it's only because I wanted to get the stuff right so I can finish the day early so I can play my fucking video games. And I was like, always like getting new games and like finishing them in a couple of days and whatever.
Oh, it would take so long to schoolwork. I was like, that homeschool thing was like, that gave you so much to do.
Really? Like, mine was like a half day. Like, every day was a half day for me.
Well, me, like, you know, I had, like, the highest grades in the entire, like, online school thing. Like, I even got, like, a reward for it. Because I got an A+ on literally everything. Like, every test, every assignment, everything was, like, A+. But seriously, it took me, like, it could easily be, like, 10 hours a day. And then, like, I would do all the extra credit stuff too.
Oh, really?
I would do all the extra credit and get A+ on all that.
So that's probably why you learned coding and all that too, right? Right?
That was just because I wanted to do it. I'll say the homeschool thing, the elective classes, there was one, it was like sound stuff. I picked them, they're like, we're using the high class program Audacity.
Oh, no.
And then there was one project where like they never let us do anything, it was just what we wanted. So there was one where it was like, add these effects to any like configuration you want. So I turned it into a noise thing. The teacher was like, please make it enjoyable. Because it was like you had to add like delay and like two other things I can't remember. So I made the delay all crazy, so it went on for like minutes. It's like
and everyone was like, because it was me just getting there, cameraman on this guitar. What made it funny is there's an acoustic.
There's a Impale Northern Moon Forest, which is like a black metal band, but it's all like, it's made by grindcore dudes, so it's all like grind influence, like heavily. It's a acoustic guitar, and the drums is a dude like hitting his leg in a bed. And there's a live performance. He's like sitting like Indian style on the ground, just slapping his leg like that with the drums.
That's great. Hey, you got improv, right? If you don't have the things, you don't want to use a plugin.
I love how black metal is so like crazy like that.
Yeah.
What is that? What you do?
So pick which girl you
want to
take a picture
with. That one over there. You're gonna go back to first? Hi. I just thought you'd go with the one that was our... Yeah. Yeah. You look like you're nervous. Like you're about to do like a public speech to become president or something.
I feel like Trump right now. I'm building up the walls of my mind.
Just trying to build up like, okay, I'm not doing this. Living the moment. Until I turn like the picture to like an album cover. That's not funny, that picture. It's like at the store with the just, I have this on my hat. I can't even feel it. I can even see them from behind the top.
A little bit, not my mind.
I'm sorry?
I bet you see mine very clearly.
Yeah, very clearly. I'm pushing to buy so many drinks if you go up there.
Yeah, probably.
Because I don't even trust the people up there even eat in.
Oh, yeah, I get it. Souvenir. That's what Omiyage means.
It's like. It's also funny because, like, I'll be talking to, like, my friend. Like, I'll be talking to one of my friends on Twitter.
Yeah.
And then. So, like, I try to use, like, as much Japanese as possible,
right.
And then they think I know more than I do, so then they'll, like, send me some, like, a bunch of kanji I can't read, and, like, like, sorry.
It's tough. It really is.
It's just, like, the certain amount of kanji, though.
It's just so
weird. They look so cool, though. They do look cool.
Really?
I think they look cool. That cool, but why are there so many?
There's so many.
And how do you keep them all situated? Like, and how do you keep them all situated? So many look like so close together.
Yeah, it's the strokes.
I'm gonna pay attention to like the strokes.
I don't either, because I learned from text.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, or just playing so many visual novels to the point where I'm, oh, it's that kind of thing. So that's why I think visual novels are probably the best at learning.
That's what I would think too.
You just need to get gal gaze instead of tail gaze.
Or you just learn a bunch of bad words.
Huh?
Or you just learn a bunch of bad words that are completely useless.
Yeah. But there's a lot of conversation. Yeah. Too, though. It's not just all fucking.
Some of them are.
Well, yours.
Look sure, at the car one.
Yeah.
I had a.
Or like a bunch of other ones I had.
What did you say? I got the. What do you think of taking the picture? What do you think of taking the picture? What do you think of taking the picture? Huh? Sorry, I slurred my words too much. What did you think of taking the picture?
Okay, not that bad.
Yeah, probably because we've been like.
So, you know.
Maybe that's all this for is the.
I guess.
That could be. Do you feel more comfortable doing that?
Maybe.
Because people might. I think I figured it out. I think all like this type of stuff is to get you kind of used to like this
atmosphere
and like how like just different it is.
Right,
so then people that didn't buy something that came with a photo or something would then feel more comfortable with getting that after they got food.
Yeah.
That's probably what.
Maybe.
And also just for the atmosphere and stuff.
Yeah. And also probably. Atmosphere is such a different form from what it is out there.
Yeah.
Like, after working grueling hours and you're tired, you just want to feel pampered for once versus having your.
In the iron mill.
Yeah, versus
the
coal
mine.
Having your wife and your kids scream at you because you can't do math.
Only normies have wives and kids.
But I'm sure a lot of these people do have wives and stuff too.
That's pretty sketchy though.
It's sketchy, yes.
Because I wouldn't come here if I had that. Because I'd be like,
Whatever.
Enough
money now.
bring the kids here. Don't tell mom.
Come see mom.
No, don't tell mom. Bring the kids here.
If you tell her, you're grounded. No toys for you.
Maybe we get the little photos.
Yeah.
If they have a scanner, because when I get home, I can just scan it and have, like.
Well, yeah, probably. Do you scan it or get a copy?
Oh, it's not like a digital.
No. Oh. Oh, yeah. I have a scanner, but.
My scanner was, like, hella good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, my grandma bought me, like, a scanner printer. Like, I scan, like, my PS1 game, like, booklets, and, like, they're, like, huge, like, really good quality. Like, you can see, you could go down and you can see, like, the ink printed on there. It's crazy.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah. I want to take my scans and update the game facts. They basically find better pictures. That's something I have like that really bad pictures on there. It's all blurry or small. And update them with my big ones. That's good.
I guess I understand.
Well. Do you like it?
Yeah.
I do too.
And
Yeah.
Take a break from reality a little bit.
That's like the girls interact in. That's like the girls interact in.
Yeah.
I'm used to only talking to dudes.
Yeah.
But it's cool.
And it doesn't
say what you
do. Yeah. Probably because they, like, come out of it as just like regular conversational stuff. So it doesn't seem like some like weird thing you're at.
Yeah.
Like how they were talking about like her and stuff.
Yeah. And like what I'm doing here and whatever.
Yeah. Little pause. Yeah, so much stuff.
Yeah, you're going to the point where I have to care for you. I'm like, what, you're bad in public?
Yeah.
It's fine.
I got to. I'm done. I'm done. Let me see yours.
I generally look kinda happy, which is weird.
Yeah. I'm so much taller. That's like an actual little photo.
Yeah.
It's supposed to use like a Polaroid. I don't know how they're gonna do that, like the photo.
That's cool.
And you got your little card. just curious, what does it say? I can only read the Akiba part.
So Akiba, it's the, then it's the name of the thing.
Alright. Oh yeah, because I did the...
Yeah,
you did. I'm gonna have to figure out how to... Oh, I just put it in here. This thing is so useful.
Yeah, I bet. You use it a lot, and I think it's a good idea.
Yeah. I got it for, because I like how they look, but it's so much more practical than I thought it would be.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Like, I keep batteries in here for this. I keep, when I, like, see, I actually still have it in here. Like, subway tickets.
Oh, yeah.
They fit right there.
Yeah.
Change.
And
like my camera's in here, so like it's not like too much stuff in my pockets.
Yeah.
I hope this fits.
I just carry a backpack. You know, it's my aesthetic. I look like a little schoolboy, but I don't care.
Oh mom, have you ever seen my backpack?
No.
I don't have it with me, but it would have counted as a carry-on, so I couldn't bring it. I would have a bunch of stuff in there. It's a bootleg Sailor Moon one from Chinatown.
Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah, that's so cool. Is that the total?
Yeah, it's the total.
I sent it to be more for some reason. Oh, we could have gone to a fine restaurant.
Yeah, we could have, actually.
This is much cooler, though. How much is it?
Alright,
I don't really have small... Oh, wait, actually...
So, let's see if I can pull up some... Because I can pay the small change.
Because I have the 6 right there. Oh, I got it.
I have 400. So if you have the 80
part, I can
pay
you
a little bit.
I don't think I have the A part. That's fine though, because my dad gave me the money to do this.
Okay,
Alrighty.
Huh?
Yep. It's okay. Yeah.
It's okay?
Yeah, it's okay. So,
did I go bring it to her or did she come get it?
Yeah, we can bring it up so I can grab some of your stuff. So, you bring this up and it's done. And then I'll bring it up there.
Yeah. That was wallpaper.
Oh, no.